This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Republican presidential candidate John McCain spoke to Republican governors meeting in Washington, D.C. yesterday. On the issue of Iraq, Senator McCain said he believes the country is moving in the right direction.
It's going to be long and hard and tough, but I am convinced that now we are on the road to success in Iraq, and that affects the entire region.
Even as U.S. and Iraqi officials hail the improvements in Iraq's security, they say economic improvements are urgently needed to consolidate those gains. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Reliable figures are elusive, but according to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, the official unemployment rate here is 18%, and underemployment may be as high as 50%. For years, officials and analysts have pointed to high unemployment as an economic and a security problem, since it leaves a large pool of idle men available for recruitment by insurgents, militias, and other armed groups. With the daily violence well down in many parts of the country, people say jobs programs are finally beginning to gain momentum. At the edge of a huge U.S. military base near Tikrit, north of the capital, an Iraqi carpenter in training tries his hand at the power saw as an American advisor looks on. Under a program called IBIS, the military is beginning, nearly 5 years after the invasion of Iraq, to train Iraqis to be plumbers, electricians, and carpenters. Once certified, they can either set up shop back home or get a job with KBR, the major U.S. contractor. Most choose the latter option. 29-year-old Munif Munawar says the pay isn't great, but when a neighborhood leader known as a Mukhtar told him the Americans would help him learn a trade, he seized the opportunity.
I was unemployed for a long time. We used to be shepherds. This is much better. When the Mukhtar said there were jobs for Iraqis on the base, I said yes.
In Baghdad's massively fortified green zone, the Iraqi-American Chamber of Commerce and Industry finally managed to launch its Buy Iraqi First initiative. A previous attempt in 2004 had to be canceled due to insurgent violence. Chamber CEO Rod Omar is a gregarious business advocate with an American accent acquired during more than three decades in the U.S. He says the sky's the limit in terms of needs here, but the atmosphere is better than it has been in years. Omar's goal is to create $500 million in new Iraqi business activity and 10,000 new jobs this year. He says that's not as ambitious as it sounds when you consider how much work is currently being outsourced.
For example, KBR, they do about $500 million worth of material for the coalition forces, and they import all of it, 100% from Dubai, right? So if they get half of that through Iraqi businesses, you know, every single generator that breaks down, they send it to Kuwait, every single one. They got thousands of them. Iraqis could do it.
30-year-old Qais Ghazi mans a booth for Al Aban Construction, which he owns with his brother. The booth is filled with pictures of their recent work, rebuilding police stations, hospitals, and offices shattered during either the invasion or its anarchic aftermath. Ghazi says the challenges include working around roadside bombs and getting loans from dysfunctional banks, but the worst problem by far is corruption. The civil society group Transparency International last year ranked countries against a series of corruption criteria. Out of 179 places, Iraq came in 178th. Ghazi says the planning ministry was a nightmare under Saddam, and it's still bad.
Unfortunately, the problem is still happening, even after the fall of the old regime. The first thing is always the payoff. The official says, "How much are you going to pay me?" Then we can discuss the contract.
As it happens, the planning ministry has its own booth just across the way. Spokesman Abd al-Zara al-Hindawi says corruption is a problem, but it's a two-way street.
I will not deny these problems. For sure, there are corruption cases. Unfortunately, there are some contractors who also want to get contracts illegally, so there is corruption from that side as well.
Rad Omar with the Chamber of Commerce says right now the needs vastly outweigh the resources. But he takes heart from 3 years of doing these trade shows up in Kurdish northern Iraq, where security is better.
I could just see in front of my eyes. They opened the airport in Erbil. We started the show in 05. They opened the airport in Soleimania. We started the show in Soleimania. And now I see the hotels. I see the restaurants. I see the business activity. So, yeah, I don't see any difference between Soleimania and Baghdad.
Anxious American politicians, homesick U.S. forces and their families, and millions of Iraqis are hoping that Omar is right, and that Iraq's future holds, if not peace and prosperity, at least basic services and jobs for the able-bodied Iraqis now sitting in their homes or on street corners, waiting for anyone to pay them to do something, anything. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.